This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been 2 days since Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf declared a state of emergency. Now the backlash has begun. It's being led by the country's legal community. Several thousand lawyers took to the streets of Lahore today. They fought with the police, who beat them with sticks and fired tear gas. More than 350 of them were reportedly detained. There were protests in several other Pakistani cities, including the capital, Islamabad, where NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
They are on the march again. Several hundred lawyers confront police in the middle of the capital, Islamabad. They jostle and argue and are pushed back by police with sticks and metal riot shields. These are the same black-suited lawyers who, for week after week, paraded through the streets of Pakistan this past summer, demanding the reinstatement of the suspended Chief Justice, Iftikhar Chaudhry. In July, the Supreme Court restored Chaudhry to the bench, but now Musharraf has sacked him, replacing him with a loyalist. The lawyers here say this means one thing. Their battle with the autocratic general has resumed. This time, says Jamal Abdel Nasser, it'll be even more intense.
The determination is on a much higher side, because at that time, the lawyers were on the street to safeguard and defend the judiciary. And now the lawyers are on the street to defend the state. I am 100% sure that this time the activities of the lawyers will be on much higher scale than the previous night.
Undeterred by fierce criticism from the U.S., Musharraf is also toughening up his tactics. Hundreds of lawyer activists, political opponents and human rights campaigners have been detained in the last 2 days. Judges who refuse to sign a new oath of loyalty have found themselves under house arrest. Fazar Asar Rashid, a High Court attorney, says the legal community feels under siege.
The lawyers' community, they are up against the whole thing. They are once again very angry. They have a feeling that the country is being raped by the army people, and it's a one-man dictatorial rule who would not stop at anything.
For months, the Supreme Court in Islamabad has been a rallying point for those protesting Musharraf's rule. Today, police protected by riot gear and rolls of razor wire blocked off the Supreme Court, supported by plainclothes intelligence agents.
We can't go to the Supreme Court?
No.
So it's against the law for the media
The government is playing hardball. But Jamal Abdel Nasser says that doesn't worry Pakistan's lawyers.
We are ready for it. We are expecting it. And we are mentally prepared to face each and every hardship that is going to come in our front in the days to come.
But it's far from clear how successful the lawyers will be. They can expect support from Pakistan's media, whose opposition to Musharraf will now grow because the generals introduced a fresh tranche of restrictions. The private TV news channels were still off the air today. But the great bulk of the Pakistani public has, for the most part, refrained from taking to the streets against Musharraf. Fazar Asar Rashid thinks the legal community should bear some blame for this.
Perhaps the lawyers' community up till now hasn't been able to motivate people enough. People should understand, the common man should understand that what's going on, and they should be coming out.
Whether they actually do so may, says human rights activist Farzana Bari, depend on whether the sacked Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry decides to play a public role in opposing Musharraf's state of emergency.
If the Chief Justice comes out and announces, you know, that he is going to lead this resistance movement, I think things may be turned around very significantly, you know. But not on the call of these political parties. I don't think people are going to come out on the call of political parties.
Jamal Abdel Nasser is convinced the Chief Justice will step up to the plate.
We believe that the same role he is going to play, and we expect him to play the role which he played at the time of his removal. And this is going to take another 1 month from now to accelerate the momentum, and I believe people will come on the streets. I am 100% sure.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.